I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, owner, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Today we have a very special guest calling in from Chicago, Cliff Capson with EnviroSpec. Hello.
Hi. How are you, Jackie?
Very good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Pat?
Very good. Very good. Glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing various real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years during the week.
You can feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
You can search our listings or view our listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also listen to our archive radio shows. And don't forget to friend us on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Jackie Ruddy.
I'm following you on Twitter.
I know, you already are.
That's right.
You better be.
I'm not yet, but I will.
All right, we'll follow you too.
Okay, Cliff Capson with EnviroSpec. Please tell me a little bit about you, your history, your background, and what EnviroSpec is, please.
Sure. Well, EnviroSpec is a inspection company. We perform exterior inspections for residential and commercial properties, primarily focusing on EIFS, which is an acronym for Exterior Insulation and Finish Systems. Also commonly referred to as Dryvit. Some people may refer to it as synthetic stucco from time to time. We specialize in moisture intrusion and damage detection and evaluation of these structures and help people through any issues they might have and help them move in the right direction to get repairs if necessary.
Excellent. I came across you by Googling information about this, and I thought it was a very interesting topic to bring to our listeners who may or may not know about these types of exteriors. And I've come across them in the real estate business. I do see them residentially, also on commercial buildings as well. Synthetic stucco, Dryvit. When did all of this come about and why?
Well, the issue really came about after the product was introduced into the United States. Originally, it was developed after World War II by a German scientist to help rebuild the bombed out buildings in Europe after the war. And it's a material that's made out of a expanded polystyrene. And it was developed by this German scientist, and there was a company in Europe called STO, S-T-O. Well, STO had the technology. They sold it to Dryvit in 1969, and Dryvit started in the United States and basically had an exclusive for about the first 10 years of their product being released. And during that period of time, it was primarily used in commercial construction. And then in the 70s and 80s, and especially in the 90s, became more prevalent in the residential sector. And the problems were basically that originally when the product was used in Europe, it was applied over masonry because that's the way they build buildings in Europe. And when they brought it over here, they didn't adapt it to our way of building, which is wood frame construction. And so there were no provisions for moisture to escape if it got in. And if water got in and there was a masonry substrate, there wasn't necessarily an issue. But with wood framing, you have underlying materials that can deteriorate, and that's where the problems came in.
Interesting. So these moisture problems, it's because of cracks that may develop with the exterior, or?
Not entirely. Cracking is an issue that occurs occasionally, but usually cracking is more of an aesthetic issue and doesn't necessarily point to a problem with moisture. Sometimes it can be related, but most of the moisture intrusion occurs through gaps in the caulking, lack of caulking, flashing details that are improper, any number of construction defects that can allow water in, and that can happen in any home. So it's not exclusive to this material, but the problem is that with this material, when water gets in, it can't get out.
It's trapped.
That's right. Water is sealed behind it. I've seen exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it before.
Yeah.
How so?
Where the moisture gets behind it. When I worked in Staten Island, the building across the street had this exterior system put onto it. And over the years, it actually started to peel away from the building. And it, like you were saying, it was a wood structure. And when they got into it, they found that it had rotted away a lot of the underlying wood and caused a lot of problems with that building.
There's a common misconception in that a lot of people think that when water gets in, that it's trapped forever. And what people don't understand is that that's not necessarily the case. If you have a system that is allowing water in, whether it's through caulking or flashing details that are improper, it's the extended exposure over a long period of time that causes problems. It's not a one-time wetting. You can have, if we do an inspection, for instance, and we detect that there's a window issue and there's elevated moisture levels behind the system, you can repair that window issue, stop the moisture, and what's back there will eventually dry out. So it's not that one-time wetting. It's the constant reintroduction of moisture over time that causes problems.
Well, I would think that the constant reintroduction of moisture wetness would be from maybe not knowing.
Yeah. Primarily, it's a maintenance issue. That's a good point, too. A lot of people have a misconception about the system in that installation. A lot of people you may have heard over the years have talked about this product, and they said, well, if it's installed properly, it's perfectly fine. And the issue that I have with that is that I've looked at literally thousands of these structures over the last 15 years. I've seen a good many of them where the system was installed completely wrong that had no problems. So
you never know.
So if you maintain it properly and you keep the system sealed, you're never going to have an issue. So maintenance is really the key.
Okay, so you're based in Illinois, specifically the Chicago area, but you travel the United States doing these inspections.
Absolutely.
And some of your work has taken you to parts of the East Coast, Maryland and other states, Massachusetts.
Yes.
You just did some seminar for home inspectors.
Yes. Okay. Actually, did a presentation for the New England chapter of ASHI, which is the American Society of Home Inspectors.
So you're on the go. And so this takes you into a lot of different areas. So, and no matter where you go, you don't have to comply with certain states' rules or regulations or anything.
Right. Well, like for instance, in Illinois, you have to be a licensed home inspector to do home inspections.
Okay.
And it's the same is true in other states. But this particular issue is kind of a separate type of issue. The qualifications for inspectors doing this are really more about experience and certification from a couple of organizations that certify inspectors.
Okay, good.
So would you recommend if somebody has this system on the exterior of the building and they're getting an inspection, would you advise that they get a specialist such as yourself to come in and take a look at it and make sure it's okay?
Yeah, absolutely, because just using the example of the presentation I did for the New England chapter of ASHI, there were 100 home inspectors in the room, and at the beginning of my presentation, I asked how many of them have done EIFS inspections, and three people raised their hand out of 100. I get a lot of referrals from home inspectors because this is a specialty area, and they don't usually do this. So, well, they'll do their regular inspection, and then they'll recommend a further inspection for the exterior by a qualified expert.
And that's you. And
that would be me.
That's you. Cliff, what's your contact information, please?
Well, the best way to access my information would be my website. I mentioned before that the acronym for Exterior Insulation and Finish Systems is EIFS. My website is EIFSinspector.com.
Okay.
You can also get there through my company name, which is EnviroSpec, and just do a search for EnviroSpec.net, and that's EnviroSpec.net. Phone number is toll-free, 888-304-3437.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and we're talking about exterior insulation finishing systems. Did I say that right?
Exterior insulation and finish systems.
And
close,
finish
close
system. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have Cliff Capson from Chicago here talking with us today about that. We are headed towards a break. Before we go to break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. This is a nice size parcel of land. It's 50 by 100, located at the corner of Luzerne Street and 21st Street in Scranton for only $8,900. It's on a high traffic street with good visibility, and it is zoned light industrial. It has low taxes of only $447. It's not a mistake. It's only $447. A small business could be established, but the buyer should check with zoning for permitted usages. This is a level vacant corner building lot in West Scranton at the corner of Luzerne Street and 21st Street for only $8,900, and that is listed by John Pendrack of our office.
For less than $10,000.
Just like Illinois, right, Cliff?
Just like.
Before we go to break, I want to mention Sarah Weiss, associate broker with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, has an exceptionally qualified buyer that she cannot find a home for. They're looking in the Abington Heights School District. They want at least 3,000 square feet, high-end everything, very large kitchen, an oversized garage is on their wish list. They want at least three bedrooms, and they're qualified up to $600,000. It is time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our special guest, Cliff Capson with EnviroSpec. Good morning again. Yes, hello again. Thanks for calling in with us today. We appreciate your time you set aside for us. We know you're very busy.
I appreciate you having me.
First half of the show, we were talking about your qualifications. You are an expert inspector when it comes to exterior insulation and finishing systems, also known as synthetic stucco, Dryvit. Dryvit is a word I think that a lot of people use. It's a generic kind of term, but it's really not generic.
Right. As I mentioned before, Dryvit was actually the first company to bring the product into the United States, so they kind of cornered the market early on, which was, you know, good for them, but in the long run ended up backfiring because there are other manufacturers, and Dryvit's become like Kleenex or Xerox. People see EIFS and they automatically think it's Dryvit, but that's not always the case.
Okay, so before we went to break, we were talking about some things that can happen with these types of exteriors, specifically moisture that develops if it gets behind the exterior, and it usually shows itself. How does it usually come out? You know, how does a homeowner usually know that they have a problem?
Interestingly enough, in most cases, they don't. We get a lot of calls from people because they have cracking. I mentioned cracking before is usually an aesthetic issue, and it could be related to moisture, but in most cases, it isn't. There's also another thing that we see manifesting itself quite often is if somebody hits it with a golf ball or knocks into it with a weed whacker.
A weed whacker.
Or, you know, physical damage, which again is not indicative of a moisture problem. So a lot of the calls we get are people calling in because they're concerned about those things. And the bigger issue is window leaks, flashing details, and other things, and the moisture trapped behind the system. And it would take years for that to actually manifest itself on the inside or to show up on the outside. So an inspection is the only way to detect moisture.
So continual maintenance and staying on top of this type of exterior would be something that a homeowner should do.
That is absolutely imperative. We recommend annual inspections. I believe you have a very similar climate to what we have here. You're probably a little warmer in the wintertime, but we get up to close to 100 degrees in the summer and below zero in the winter. That's a huge temperature swing. And there's a lot of movement in a wall. Flashing details can be compromised. Caulking joints can open up. So we do recommend annual inspections.
Annual inspections by a professional like yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
From a maintenance standpoint. And typically, when we're talking about the price of an inspection, I don't like to quote prices necessarily throwing a blanket over it, but just to give you an example, if an inspection is $800 or $1,000 for the initial inspection, your annual maintenance inspection is usually about half of that.
Okay.
So it would be, you know, maybe $400 or $500 for an annual inspection.
Yeah, but that could save you how much money tens of thousands of dollars, I would think. It could save you a fortune.
Absolutely. Where people get in trouble is they buy a house, they have an inspection, they get repairs done, everything is good, they're in the house, and then they call me in 5 years and they say, I think it's time for my annual inspection.
Oh, boy.
You know, they're likely going to have some issues if they wait that long.
I would think. Okay. So how does someone tell that there's this type of exterior in a home? What are the telltale signs, please?
Well, interestingly enough, there are some home inspectors that can't properly identify these systems. I've had several situations where I've had to travel to other locations for corporate relocation companies. Just last week, I had to drive to Iowa for a home in a subdivision where the system appeared to be synthetic stucco or Dryvit over the front entryway. And I got there, and when I saw it, I immediately knew what it was, that it was actually a Hardie Board product. It wasn't even related to synthetic stucco or Dryvit.
Oh, my.
And the home inspector had identified it as a possible EIFS system and told the relo company. So they sent me out to confirm it because he said he couldn't confirm it, but he thought it was EIFS.
What is a Hardie Board system?
James Hardie is a manufacturer of different products. They make cement board siding.
Oh, cement board siding, okay.
Sure, and sometimes it can be made to look like different materials. And in this case, they made it look similar to a stucco. So they weren't sure what it was, and we've gone out there and identified. But if you were to pull these systems apart, and if you know what you're looking for, the typical telltale signs are that a synthetic stucco, drive it, or EIFS. We'll just refer to it as EIFS, which is EIFS, is typically an inch to an inch and a half thick, and it's a foam insulation. And if you, even though it has a stucco exterior, if you rap on the wall, it'll have kind of a hollow sound to it. And if you rap on the wall conversely and it sounds like you're knocking on the concrete ground, most likely it's traditional hard coat stucco.
Yeah, where you break your knuckles.
Yeah, if it has that hollow sound, there's a chance that it is an EIFS system. But again, it needs to be identified by someone who knows what they're looking at.
Sure. Well, you know, funny, because on our seller's disclosure here in Pennsylvania, I have no idea what Illinois seller's disclosure looks like, but I can speak in terms of the real estate seller's property disclosure statement we use at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. On the page one, and it's a five-page seller's property disclosure, there is a specific question for property owners. Is your property constructed with an exterior insulating finishing system, EIFS, such as Dryvit or synthetic stucco?
And is that a state thing, or is that a local, is that just your company's policy?
No, it's a state. It's from the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, and it's a well-used seller's property disclosure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have to, sellers, when they use realtors, they do, we have to have them fill this out. It's the law. They have
right.
to disclose
well,
anything that
well,
they know.
I know that in our area in Illinois, there are, you know, we obviously have disclosure laws also, and that gets a little tricky too with homeowners who are putting their house on the market, because we advise people to be proactive with this issue. There's just too many possibilities for problems that if somebody's putting their house on the market, we recommend they get an inspection and fix any issues before they put the house on the market, because if a buyer comes along, most likely they're going to want to hire their own inspector, and then you're at the mercy of their inspector. You don't know what their experience is or what kind of things they might call out. And it's important to be proactive. The issue, though, becomes when I'm performing an inspection for a buyer, the buyer is actually at an advantage in this situation, because if they hire me to do an inspection and the house has never been inspected, and they provide a report to that seller that shows that there are issues, the seller's kind of backed into a corner, because they're required by law to disclose these defects to any future buyer.
If that deal falls through, correct.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They
so,
would have
so
to.
So they're kind of between a rock and a hard place. So
or correct the issues.
Is really, yeah.
Okay.
So what does a homeowner do if they have serious problems with these? What can they do? Can they remove the system? Do they go over it with siding? What do they do?
Sure. Well, there are some people who have asked me. I get the question all the time, especially from buyers. You know, if I buy this house and I decide down the road that I want to just take all the stuff off, can I do that? And I always tell people, I've literally inspected thousands of these homes, and in the thousands of inspections, I would say maybe I've recommended complete removal and replacement a dozen times. It really is not necessary. If you have a good inspection, you get repairs done by a qualified contractor, and you properly maintain this home, you should never, ever have an issue. So it is possible to tear it off and put something else on, but in most cases, it's really uncalled for.
Okay.
So if someone
you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars to do it the right way.
Wow. Okay, so what's your contact information, Cliff, please?
My website is envirospec.net. That's envirospec.net. Or you can also get there through EIFSinspector.com. And my phone number is 888-304-3437.
Okay, very good. So how about relocation companies? What's their take on these type of properties?
That gets a little tricky. There are a lot of relocation companies. Most of them are, you know, being corporate relocation. They deal with a lot of executives for these companies that they're dealing with. And the main issue is that over time, the relocation companies have been burned a number of times, especially early on, taking these homes into their inventory and then discovering that there were problems. So they order inspections on every home that they before they will take it into their inventory. And if someone is being relocated and they're looking at a new home in a new area, a lot of the reloc companies won't even guarantee a buyout on the other end if the transferee purchases one of these homes. So it's really a trick bag. There are ways for homeowners or sellers to get around or to give some comfort level to the buyers or the relocation companies. There's a company out of North Carolina called Moisture Warranty Corporation that offers a warranty that can be purchased. That's something that can be looked into, and we are Moisture Warranty certified, so if anyone's interested, we can walk them through the steps to do that also.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today. We had a very interesting discussion with you. You've been very informative, and we appreciate that. Cliff, would you please, if you can, come back with us next week? Cliff.
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cliff Capson with EnviroSpec, based out of Illinois. However, he does a lot of inspections in the Northeast, and you are the expert on these exterior insulation and finishing systems. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, before we close, Pat, would you review a listing, please?
Yes, I have. This is a new home that is almost completed. It's located at 390 Washington Avenue in German. It's a beautiful three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home that's 1,680 square feet. It has granite kitchen countertops with cherry cabinets. The first floor has 9-foot ceilings. There is nothing like a new house that is well insulated and needs absolutely nothing. This home has a nice size yard, beautiful views. That's a brand new home located at 390 Washington Avenue in German for only $179,000. You hear that, Cliff? A brand new home for $179,000.
Sounds good. Send it my way.
All right, we'll send it out there. And that's listed by Sarah Weiss of our office.
Thank you, Pat. My tip of the day is, according to Better Homes and Gardens, decorating rules can be broken. Ceilings do not have to be white. Painting the ceiling a color adds interest to the room, and it brings harmony to the walls and ceiling. Choose a color similar to the walls, or have the wall color mixed a shade or two lighter or darker, depending on the atmosphere you wish to create. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, again with Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney.
Thank you, Jackie.
Goodbye, Pat. We're both of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. If you have any questions during the week,
you can email those to us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-5225.
Search our listings or the MLS by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. We have all our archive radio shows there. And don't forget to tune in next Saturday and Sunday, Saturday at 11, Sunday at 11:30, to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.